The Wisdom That Rebuilds Eden. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5, World English Bible. Proverbs 3 does not merely offer principles for a successful life. It describes a life brought back into harmony with the order of creation. Written deeper than stone. The father tells his son to bind kindness and truth around his neck and write them upon his heart. In the ancient world, significant words could be inscribed on clay tablets while seals and amulets were worn around the neck. But external symbols were not enough. God's wisdom must pass from the tablet we carry to the person we become. Kindness and truth translates Hesed V'Emet, a covenant pair often used of God himself. Steadfast love joined to faithfulness. Wisdom is therefore more than sharp thinking. It is the character of God taking written form within a human life. John's declaration that Christ came full of grace and truth echoes this great biblical theme, John 1:14. To acknowledge God in all your ways is even deeper than consulting him before decisions. The Hebrew verb is yada, to know personally and relationally. We are not asked merely to recognize God at the crossroads, but to know him along the whole road. He doesn't promise that every road will be painless. He promises to make it straight, morally clear, freed from the crookedness created by divided loyalties. Wisdom and the shape of creation. The chapter suddenly moves from family instruction to the founding of the cosmos. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. This is the chapter's hidden center. Wisdom works because it is woven into reality. To live wisely is not to manipulate life through reliable techniques. It is to live in agreement with the grain of God's world. That is why wisdom becomes a tree of life. Humanity was driven from Eden's tree, yet here its life-giving presence appears again, not seized, but received. The image reaches forward to Christ, the wisdom of God, through whom all things were made and whose cross becomes our tree of life. 1 Corinthians 1:24, Colossians 1:15-20. Even divine discipline belongs to this restoration. God's correction is not evidence that we have fallen from his care, but that we remain within it. Hebrews 12:5-11 quotes this passage to show that discipline is not judicial rejection. It is a father reshaping beloved children. The neighbor at your door. The closing commands about neighbors are not an ethical appendix. They are the test of whether cosmic wisdom has reached our hands. In an agrarian society, delaying payment or aid until tomorrow might mean another household went hungry tonight. When it is in the power of your hand, makes present ability a present obligation. The upright receive God's friendship. Verse 32. The Hebrew word sod can mean intimate counsel, the trusted circle where secrets are shared. God does not merely direct the humble from a distance. He welcomes them into his confidence. Wisdom begins in wonder, enters the heart, orders the path, and finally opens the hand. For further reflection, Exodus 34:6, Jeremiah 31:33, Hebrews 12:5-11, James 4:6, Colossians 1:15-20. Sokanena. Suggested him, be thou my vision. Prayer. Father, write your faithful love deeper than my habits and fears. Deliver me from trusting my narrow sight. Through Christ, your living wisdom, straighten my path, humble my heart, and open my hand to the neighbor whose need must not wait until tomorrow. Amen.